This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, May 2nd, 2023. A mix of clouds, sun, and even some showers today. Temps may get to the low 50s. I'm Bill Newell. Have a great day, everybody. We are powered by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. From Beverly, the Hall Whitaker Bridge, which connects Ryle Side to downtown via the bridge over the Bass River, is now permanently closed per Massachusetts Department of Transportation. It will continue to stay open for pedestrian, bicycle, and marine access at this time. We'll have additional updates on this post down below if you scroll down. Tonight is the second night of the Marblehead Town Meeting, resuming at 7 this evening at the Marblehead Middle School. Danvers voters head to the polls today. No major contested races on the ballot. Those would include select board, school committee, and moderator. Voters will be voting on whether to adopt the Community Preservation Act. Also in Danvers, the Salem News is reporting this is the seasonal stage where water restrictions annually resume May 1 to September 30th. Residents are now allowed to water their lawns and gardens only between 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. Danvers is required by the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection to cap its water usage at 3.8 million gallons per day between May and October. North Shore commuters that take the Tobin Bridge should be aware of construction lane closures coming up from Sunday through Thursday, beginning at 6 p.m. on Sunday, and reopening again at 5 a.m. in the morning. That, again, will start on Sunday, run through Thursday. This will impact Route 1 southbound, headed into Boston. North Shore Today continues to cover the race for mayor in Salem. The special election is set for May 16. Today in our post, we hear from Dominic Pangallo and Neil Harrington. They'll discuss two questions, one on offshore wind and the other on climate issues. Again, scroll down below for those two audio files. Sports is next.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
NSO Sports, the Celtics lost their first game series with the Philadelphia 76ers last night, 119-115. Game 2 tomorrow night at 8 in Boston. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 6-5 last night. The two teams play again tonight. Boys lacrosse from yesterday, Marblehead over Beverly 9-5. Girls lacrosse, Beverly topping Marblehead 13-8. Baseball, Triton handed Masco their first loss of the year, a 3-2 decision. Egan with the win on the mound for Triton. Bolsonaro with an RBI. The Triton Vikings turned three double plays in that game. The nationally ranked Endicott baseball team defeated the nationally ranked Eastern Connecticut State baseball team 4-1 in non-conference play Monday evening at Endicott College. Chris Jenkins picked up the win on the mound for Endicott. High school baseball, this is Matt Williams from the Sports Writers Podcast from the Salem News on what's ahead this week.
Salem continues to roll. The Witches have won 5 in a row. They're 8-2. They visit Danvers on Wednesday night, 6:30. So that's a late game. We won't be able to cover it for the newspaper, but we'll certainly have our eyes on the game changer. That's a really interesting game. I think, based on the rotation, Mike Maroney should line up to face the Witches, and I'm sure the Witches will have one of their big guns going as well because they'll have been off for a week when they play that game. So whether it's Finnerty or Rocco Ryan, I mean, they've both been tremendous for the Witches. So Salem continues to roll at 8-2 and
Matt Williams from the Salem News Sports Writers Podcast, which is available right now on our website and their website at salemnews.com. That's Matt Williams from the Salem News Sports Writers Podcast. And that is sports today. Thank you for joining us. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. This is North Shore Today.
We are msonewsports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about msonewsports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.